Earth and Pro listeners get 6 more minutes. This is David Rovix.
It's a long way from Nairobi. Travel across the country to an arid northern little desert town. If you leave early in the day, you'll still be on your way long after the sun is going down. It began as just a ride to the other side, but then was interrupted by the sound of the shattering of glass as the driver tried to pass the men with guns there on the dusty desert ground. There were 2 already dead, another shot as she fled. No question here whose lives were now at stake. When all is said and done, it is instances like this one, when every move is one that just might make or break. All passengers get out, men with guns began to shout, "You Christians now get up against the wall." But then everyone stayed still, saying, "Now do as you will, you may leave, or you may kill us all." It wasn't far away, just over a year ago today, when people were massacred exactly in this manner. The pattern, it was clear, all the Muslims here would be safe if they just stood beside this banner. Headscarves passed from hand to hand among this human band. Live together or together fall. And then nobody moved, showing each of them approved of saying, "You may leave or you may kill us all." It wasn't set in stone. There's no way they could have known that this time, this act of solidarity would see the gunmen leave, goals left unachieved on the border there in Mandera County. But sometimes you take a chance, then at a second glance, you see you've changed the world with the passing of a shawl. There are those who will remember, those who on one day in December said, "You may leave, or you may kill us all. You may leave, or you may kill us all. You may leave." It's a story everyone should know. Happened half century ago all across this sprawling nation, the rising of a generation. It started slow and then gained speed. Nobody knew where it would lead. First there were marches, then there were more, way too many to keep score. They shut down classes, couldn't learn. Once they ascertained how napalm burned, they had to find out how to defy. People stood up because they couldn't stand by. There were parades held by the military brass. There were cities filled with CS gas. Real wars, war games, recruitment centers up in flames. Light a match, then in a flash, draft cards turned to ash. Thousands moved across the border, refusing military orders. Every army base in the USA had an anti-war cafe. There are times when you just can't comply. People stood up because they couldn't stand by. Soldiers insisted on free will, put down their guns, refused to kill. Newspapers of the underground ubiquitously could be found across the country, across the sea, throughout the ranks of the military. Take a grenade, pull out the pin. Praise be to Ho Chi Minh. Another fragging every night, a war that many refused to fight. Bombs were falling, some asked why. People stood up, 'cause they couldn't stand by. ruling classes with all their powers shook inside their ivory towers. They were brought to their knees back then. That's why we don't have the draft again. Even back then, some of them knew they had to be careful what they tried to do. Rulers who miscalculate can lose control of their ship of state. In order to govern, you need consent, and all of that just up and went. In 68 came the reply. People stood up, 'cause they couldn't stand by. People stood up, 'cause they couldn't stand by. People stood up, 'cause they couldn't stand by.
That was They Couldn't Stand By and One Day in Kenya from David Rovis. See you next week.